If you're a sentimental lover of pop music with a good attention to detail, there is the chance that you've stumbled upon a lyric that moves you, that somehow relates to your current situation. Hey, this is Elle from Cassettes and Chocolate Milk, and this is the fourth episode of a mini-series called Consequential Lyrics. This series attempts to explore the stories we derive from pop lyricism and how those moments manage to take on that unique personal dimension. My hope is that by sharing my lyrics and my meanings with you, that you will be inspired to share the story behind your favourite lyrics for the final fan episode of the series. For more information, please go to cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com and follow the prompts. The artist of this episode is no stranger to lyrical consequence. We're going to be talking about the Pet Shop Boys. We're kind of lucky in many ways in that mournful songs like Being Boring, It Couldn't Happen Here, and Dreaming of the Queen are often subject to the detailed analysis of affectionate fans and clever musical commentators. It's clear to see that people really enjoy that aspect of the Pet Shop Boys, the opulent gorgeousness in the links they establish between loss and ambivalent guilt in the words of Mark Singer. It's clear that we're dealing with pop with depth, and I love how Pet Shop Boys fans really embrace that. We can take a song like Rent or Do I Have To and declare, this is really important. For me, the Pet Shop Boys remind me of London. Simple as that. They remind me of accidentally taking a wrong turn in Bermondsey, trying not to draw attention to myself while having a coughing fit on top of a double-decker bus, running to catch an eastbound train on the Hammersmith and City line, even though there'll be another train in 2 minutes. My brother Andrew and I listen to the Pet Shop Boys, and we miss London together. Whether it be West End Girls, King's Cross, or London, these songs really enhance the mythology of that place. The song we're about to hear is Home and Dry from their 2002 album release. The song is about anxiety and longing. It's about missing your lover who was away on business. It's a song that's quite easy to identify with for anyone who's ever missed, who's ever wanted what they can't have. Yet, it's the video, directed by Wolfgang Tillmans, which provide that connection to London. It's shot after hours from a train platform in Tottenham Court Road tube station. The camera looks down between the tracks, following mice which scurry about, eating bits of discarded food thrown down by the director. I suppose, with the lyrics and the images combined, it reminds me of how I love London and how I miss it so much.
Oh,
It's difficult to detach lyrics from music, and it's difficult to detach music from imagery. The Pet Shop Boys take their imagery seriously since the very beginning. The promotional videos have been interesting and beautiful artifacts of their time. Andrew and I would often watch Pop Art, a collection of their videos from 1985 to 2003, and point out the various intricacies that we had missed the last time we'd watched. Despite being a very early single, Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money has the benefit of their trademark stunning visuals. There were two videos made of it, the second version being the more iconic of the two, with a camera panning over a neon city skyline with duplicated versions of Neil and Chris pouring paint into hats and other such things. Very sophisticated graphics for 1986, to the extent that in 2013 you're not entirely sure how it was done. Opportunities was intended to be a satire of Thatcherite Britain, making fun of conspicuous consumption. Those immortal lines, "I've got the brains, you've got the looks, let's make lots of money," established the Pet Shop Boys as ironic lyricists. According to Neil, there was an implicit suggestion that despite all their ambition, fancy qualifications and good looks, their business venture was ultimately doomed to fail. It owes its place in this episode because Opportunities relates to Andrew and myself, and it's funny given our sentimental nature and unenterprising ways. What I can't work out is who's got the brains and who's got the looks. We'll be right back. Many Pet Shop Boys songs feature this fascinating lyrical theme that no one ever seems to talk about. I notice it all the time, songs that talk about the dynamic of unequal partnerships. Occasionally it's done in quite a playful way, like how can you expect to be taken seriously or I'm with stupid, but you tend to get this sense of tension and dominance, which I find really interesting in conjunction with the typical Pet Shop Boys visual iconography. I'm sure you're all familiar with it, Neil and Chris standing apart, very stoic, completely expressionless. It somehow suggests that whatever tensions exist can be artfully obscured. I've included Can You Forgive Her, the 1993 single from their album Very, to demonstrate this kind of antagonism in a romantic context. I talked to this song many, many years ago while I was still interacting with my older man crush, you may remember from the Depeche Mode episode. We developed this sweet yet very antagonistic breed of flirtation with lots and lots of teasing. I love those lines, "She made you some kind of laughing stock because you dance to disco and you don't like rock." Particularly as he really loved this album. He loved the Pet Shop Boys to the extent that he even dressed up like a very era Pet Shop Boy, with stack hat and all, for a fancy dress party one time.
Give up if she begs you to. Ask yourself,
The next song to be featured is a love song, quite free from any sense of antagonism or even flirtation. Released in 2003 to promote their best of compilation Pop Art, Miracles is quite sweet in that it describes how everything in nature seems to change in their beloved's presence. The metaphors used are so lovely. Thunder is silent before you. Roses bloom more to adore you too. Miracles happen when you're around. It's akin to a 19th century poem in that regard. It's an ode to a lover's loveliness. Song that has been covered in excess of 300 times, but for me, it's that Pet Shop Boys song which gives me a jab of endorphins each time I hear it. Always on My Mind was released following an Elvis tribute performance in 1987, and today it remains to be one of their most successful songs. The message is clear. I'm really sorry I treated you so badly. And you get a vague idea of the various misdeeds here, the neglect and mistreatment, but it all seems to be balanced by the sincerity of the remorse. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. What's interesting about the Pet Shop Boys version is that the last line tends to reveal why the mistreatment even took place. Maybe I didn't love you. And then it ends, and you don't know if there was love, you don't know if there was forgiveness, but then that's just the frustration of pop lyricism. You just don't know what happened next. I really love Always On My Mind, and I've widely advertised that I would really want this version to be sung to me at karaoke as a ruse to win me back. I know, it's pretty unlikely, but there's something about the acknowledgement and the regret that makes me imagine that it would be so good to hear this from someone one day. I was on a train from Bath to Swindon when Numb came on my iRiver. Although I had spent a lot of time with the 2006 album Fundamental, I had strayed from those downbeat songs, preferring fun songs like Minimal and Psychological. I was so moved by Numb in that moment. The enormous orchestral swells, the dryness in the vocal delivery, it's a really incredible song. Neil sings of that desire to be numbed out from pain, to be cut off from the rest of the world. We kind of want to know what happened, but he doesn't tell us. The pain associated with the fallout is almost too much to bear. Yet, It is that lack of detail which really allows the listener to identify with that emotional state and that ineffectual desire to feel nothing. The The way it used to be is so much more than an expression of longing. It's more than an invitation to reinvestigate a love lost. There are, of course, some really beautiful expressions. What is left of love here that didn't drift away? And these images are painted, promises and romantic nights in Rome. What makes The Way It Used to Be special is that it acknowledges why it didn't work and why this is a love that can't be salvaged. There's the suggestion that this was a relationship strained by distance and infidelity, and it seems like once confronted with the way it used to be, there's no way of going back to the way it really was. It's an enormously moving song, and one that I return to again and again. I love those lines, "I would survive with only memories if I could change the way I feel. But I want more than only memories, a human touch to make them real." It sums up so much of who I am as a tragic sentimentalist. If I could change that longing, if I could abolish it, living would be so much more easier.
And last. comes a time that didn't fade away. Sometimes I need to see the way it used to be.
We're nearly at the end of this thing, and I'm still uncertain as to how to effectively sum up the personal consequence of the Pet Shop Boys. I keep returning to this notion that they managed to defy convention, consistently making pop music artful and electronic music meaningful. This is an important point to make when pop has been traditionally dismissed as disposable, and electronic music historically has been met with disdain from rock purists. I can say that it's their intelligence or sincerity or even their good humour that attracts me to the Pet Shop Boys, but perhaps it's as simple as the irresistible appeal of a beautifully crafted pop song. I'll leave you with Tonight Is Forever. It accompanies Depeche Mode's But Not Tonight and The Smiths' There Is a Light That Never Goes Out in that genre of nighttime adventure and romance. It speaks of a decadent kind of freedom, and there's that ever so slight hum of antagonism, but it really just promises perfection. It will be like this forever if we fall in love.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to the fourth episode of Consequential Lyrics. I hope it's inspired you to think of the way you derive meaning from the songs you love. If the lack of your favourite Pet Shop Boys song has frustrated you, please consider contributing to the final fan episode over at Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. Next episode, we'll be talking about the Smiths, and I really look forward to having you back.